The lunch crowd is fairly small at the Senior Citizen Center in Wabe. Jenny Bisgard serves the meals here, and she says there's a reason for the fairly low attendance these days.
More people don't like to eat because it's not a thing to go to the old people's home, as they say.
The seven people who are sitting around the table begin the interview by asking me questions, mostly about the Affordable Care Act and what it means for them. 72-year-old Lloyd Skinner says he's not concerned about his health care. He's got Medicare as well as supplement plans. He can also go to the VA hospital. He says for the most part, he likes being retired. But he does have one concern.
You're all out of fixed income and everything else goes up, but our Social Security don't go up. Like this town here, when I first moved here, water was $50 a month. Now it's $63 in about a year. But they didn't raise my Social Security, and you can only stretch it so far.
Skinner says he's doing okay and isn't worried. He's more concerned about younger generations and how they're going to make ends meet.
Everything is getting too expensive anymore. I'm just glad I'm on the downhill slide.
And how is it looking at the future now versus when you were younger?
Well, when I was younger, I never worried about getting old, but now I got old and probably would have changed a few things when I was younger.
Skinner says living in a small town in South Dakota makes his budget go further. Next to him at the table, 72-year-old Dwayne Idit agrees.
I don't think I'd want to live any other place but South Dakota, but I've lived here all my life, too.
Like Skinner, Idit has Medicare and a supplement plan that take care of his medical needs. Mostly, he says, he doesn't think too much about retirement or health care. He says he's too busy.
I have no paying job, but I still put in 20, 24 hours a week doing bingo at the Legion, book work, and here, and the church, and whatever, fundraisings.
Idit says the Senior Nutrition Program helps people get by. Jenny Bisgard has worked with the program for over 30 years. She says she and the others who eat lunch here don't spend a lot of time focusing on or talking about retirement or health care issues.
There's nothing we can do about it anyway, so might as well go about your life the best you can.
Meanwhile, at the Golden Age Club in Webster, Maurice and Pat Biersbach are enjoying their fish dinner. Well, how long have you guys been married?
61 years.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
Pat Biersbach says she has mixed feelings about the future.
I think it's bright in one way, and another way I worry about getting older and getting disabled and everything. But for now, it's going good.
Biersbach says she and her husband are doing okay. Maurice Biersbach says all of their needs are met.
We're happy, and just think, if I'm 88 and a half now and retired at 65, all the years I've got Social Security, and Medicare is so good to me. I have operations and stuff, but they pay the bill pretty much. I'm very happy with both Social Security and Medicare.
But Pat Biersbach says she and her husband couldn't get by on Social Security alone. That's why she says people need to plan for the future well ahead of retirement.
We've saved, yeah. Yeah, we've lived frugally. We're tight.
Biersbach says that lifestyle is paying off now because she and her husband don't have to worry about finances. Other seniors at the table agree. Alice Bartel says she couldn't make it on Social Security alone and says it's important to start saving early.
Just don't live beyond your means. I guess we all struggled when we were first married and did what we could, and I think that helped.
Bartel says for her, the future looks good. She's a little concerned about living alone, but she says she's taking that one day at a time. Her advice for living well in the later years is similar to the other seniors I spoke with. Stay busy, volunteer, and spend time with friends. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones in Day County.